Puerto Rican town in crisis.
We have a great team, but we need help.
The man-made flood after Harvey.
They made a conscious decision to save their plant, and they need to be held responsible for those actions.
Health secretary writes a check.
To pay for my portion of those trips.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, in tweets yesterday and this morning, President Trump gives a thumbs up to the federal relief effort in Puerto Rico. But there are complaints on the island about disorganization and a lack of food and water in remote areas devastated by Hurricane Maria. CBS's David Begno is in one of those places, Aguadilla.
The hurricane ripped off the roofs of more than 1,500 homes, according to the mayor, Carlos Mendez, who says his city has been devastated.
See the planes that we have at the airport in Aguadilla that they cannot unload because the Border Patrol or the Customs do not allow this plane to bring out the merchandise.
So wait a minute, you got a plane that's here that they can't take the supplies off?
That's right.
Entire towns are isolated by fallen trees and roads that are impassable. In San Lorenzo, the main bridge has been washed out, forcing families to wade through the river with garbage bags of supplies swung over their shoulders.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is keeping tabs on the U.S. military effort in Puerto Rico.
These Marines have set up a high-tech operations center on the island.
What we've been able to do is to find the critical infrastructure, find the nodes where we can save the most lives if necessary.
Lieutenant Colonel Marcus Main says his Marines take those findings and relay them to FEMA.
Basically, you're doing a diagnostic check on all the hospitals.
We are, and then emergency response if necessary to save lives.
Many residents on the island don't have running water, so Marines are using a filtration system to convert salt water to clean, drinkable water. The Marines have also spent the last 4 days clearing trees and power lines from a road that leads to communication towers that need to be fixed.
Correspondent Mark Strassman is outside Houston, where some families are going to court claiming their homes were flooded to save a chemical plant and refinery during Hurricane Harvey.
David Harquist's house was an island.
I've got pictures, and you look at it, and it's like there's no dry ground anywhere.
But the Harquists say disaster struck after the storm had moved on. Floodwaters stopped receding and began rising again.
It was like living in a big sewer. The water stunk. It was nasty. It was dirty.
About 4 miles away, the Phillips 66 refinery sits next to the Chevron Phillips chemical plant. A lawsuit filed by about 150 families claims by damming two nearby bayous without warning, the companies knowingly pushed floodwater away from the plant and into neighborhoods. Lawyer Josh Bolin represents the families now suing the two companies.
If they just would have had a little bit of notice, they could have saved so much.
Reports say Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has been added to the list of administration figures who've taken private flights at taxpayer expense. At least four have now done it. And CBS's Major Garrett says the revelation comes after Health Secretary Tom Price apologized.
Price announced that he would write a personal check to the U.S. Treasury for nearly $52,000 taxpayer dollars it cost for his seat. But according to Politico, his actual bill to taxpayers may be more than $1 million after it was revealed he used military aircraft for trips overseas.
President Trump says NFL owners are afraid of their players, and he continues to urge them to take action against those who don't stand for the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you
Last
see
night at Green Bay's Lambeau Field, Aaron Rodgers and his Packers teammates and the visiting Bears stood and locked arms.
Just as Rodgers had asked for, that demonstration of love and unity. And I'm sure you heard the chant throughout Lambeau, USA, before the anthem.
Jim Nantz on CBS Sports. From the looks of things, most fans did not link arms during the anthem as they had been urged to do. For the second time in as many days, a huge piece of granite tumbled off El Capitan in California's Yosemite National Park. Rachel Evans' husband was injured.
It shattered, and the dust just poured in.
Glass went flying from the center.
And so we were trying to outrun it. It was like, go, let's go. And at the same time, my husband reached up, and he was like, oh, my head, my head.
One person was killed the day before. The U.S. is preparing to act in the wake of the health attacks that affected American diplomats in Cuba. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Sources confirmed to CBS News the U.S. will withdraw most of its staff and their families from Cuba,
leaving behind only essential personnel at the Havana embassy. It comes after nearly a year of attacks targeting diplomats there, leaving some with mild traumatic brain injury and hearing loss.
In a matter of days, O.J. Simpson will be released from a Nevada prison after serving 9 years for armed robbery and kidnapping. He'll have Fred Goldman over his shoulder. Goldman vows to collect on his civil case win against Simpson 20 years ago.
We still have a judgment against him. We'll still go after him. If he thinks he's getting out of jail and he's going to walk free without us chasing him around, he's wrong.
Simpson was acquitted of killing his ex-wife and Goldman's son. Private space pioneer Elon Musk has showed off plans for an updated rocket, a large version to get people to Mars, a smaller one to get around on planet Earth.
You can get to most long-distance places in less than half an hour. And if we're building this thing to go to the moon and Mars, then why not go to other places on Earth as well?
And with a speed of 18,000 miles an hour, he says it could do New York to Tokyo in 30 minutes. Construction's due to start next year. Well, she's made us laugh on Seinfeld and Veep.
From now on, I'm going to be only about speaking engagements, okay? Cha-king, cha-king, cha-king.
And the day after she won a sixth straight Emmy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was told she has breast cancer. She's gone public with that, along with a plea for universal health care. Sharon Waxman is editor-in-chief of The Wrap.
It feels like something that she feels a responsibility to say at this time when we're talking about healthcare as a country. So she is making more of a political statement than you might normally see her do.
The 56-year-old actress didn't reveal the severity of her diagnosis. The Major League Baseball season set a record for home runs, and it's poised for another one.
Struck him out. Four strikeouts in the first two innings.
By the time the season ends Sunday, the 40,000 mark for strikeouts could be cracked for the first time. There's new music, sort of, from the late King of Pop, Michael Jackson.
It is unmistakably Michael. It is stuff never before heard, not in this format anyway. 8 years after his death, Michael Jackson's Scream features 13 of his most danceable tracks. The song's not new. The production mix is. Also includes a newly created bonus track, Blood on the Dance Floor, X Dangerous, a five-song mashup. It is the third posthumous album from the King of Pop. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Beyonce's just out with a remix in which she sings in English, Spanish, and French. The single My People aims to raise relief money for hurricane victims in the Caribbean and earthquake survivors in Mexico. And that's the World News Roundup. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.